And welcome back to Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today, a couple of my favorite ladies in the world, Cynthia Gamble, the Director of Planned Giving and Donations, and Renee LaFate. She is Program Director for the Emmanuel Dining Room, and we're going to talk today about the Ministry of Caring. Welcome back, ladies.
It's nice to see you too, Laura.
Obviously, if we're talking, it means that the Turkeython is coming up, and this year it is going to be Monday, November 23rd at the Lantana Square Acme. We'll be out there from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. We're collecting the food that will go to the family served by the Ministry of Caring. It's a wonderful event. We want your support. But you're here today to talk about the Ministry of Caring, the Emmanuel Dining Rooms, all the stuff that you do throughout the year. So who wants to take it away first and give us the mission? And then we'll talk about the history and all the programming that you do.
Hi, Laura. Thank you for inviting us here today. The Ministry of Caring is a nonprofit that serves the greater Wilmington area. We have a continuum of programs for people who need help, whether it stretches from sheltering people to feeding people, mental health, medical needs. The ministry has programs that cover it all. The ministry was started in 1977 by Brother Ronald Giannone, a Capuchin friar, who came down from New York and said to the mayor of Wilmington, "I'd like to be of help." And the mayor of Wilmington said, "We have women who live under a bridge. And when the weather gets bad, the only place we can put them in is in a prison. If you could help us by creating a shelter for these women, it would be a wonderful way to help our community." So Brother Ronald started Mary Mother of Hope House in 1977 with a group of nuns, and they sheltered these women. But when they got these women to the shelter, they realized that these women have a whole spectrum of needs, whether it be medical care or dental care, because it's nice to have good teeth when you want to get a job or to feel well. They have children who need daycare. They need job training, resumes, a whole group of needs. And over time, over the past 43 years, the Ministry of Caring has added programs to address all the various needs of the homeless in our community to help people pick themselves up and work towards self-sufficiency.
It's making people whole and allowing people to do what they need to do, give them the tools and the access to be successful in their lives.
Yes, indeed it is. Indeed it is. And I can speak for Renee, and when I say for myself and Renee, that we are incredibly proud to be answering this mission every day. It is a great reason to come to work.
And now the programming that you offer, Renee, let's real quick, give us the just an overview of the Emmanuel Dining Rooms and how they fit into the programming.
Well, we have three dining rooms, and I have to share with you that we are so proud because we celebrated our 40th anniversary last year. So we're into our 41st year of serving the community. And I have to say how humbling it is that to have the that God gave us this opportunity that we can continue to serve those that are truly in need. Now, the Emmanuel Dining Room serves probably from 500 to 600 family meals a day. And what we do is we try to open our arms when people come to our doors. It's not just a dining room. I tell folks it really feels like a ministry, because when people come to the Emmanuel Dining Room, they come with everything on their hearts and their shoulders. And so what we try to do for the hour that we are interfacing with them is we try to make sure that they are fed with dignity and respect, and that we open our arms. And of course, we're not hugging, and I'm one of the biggest huggers, but we're not hugging this year, but we welcome them we make sure that they definitely are treated with dignity and respect. But not just that, if they have problems, that other issues going on in their lives, we try to assist them with that. And that's where our other services come in. But the Emmanuel Dining Room, I cannot tell you, the families, when they come here, how grateful they are. And they always say, "We are so glad that you did not abandon us during this time of crises." So I have to say, it is humbling to have the opportunity to continue to serve the community in the most dignified and respectful manner.
And remind me of the phrase again that Father
The poor should never be treated poorly.
That's it. The poor shall never be treated poorly. And when you say with respect and dignity, you work with them and they are self-determining. You give them the tools.
We support wherever the need is. And Cindy can speak on the different services that we provide. But like I said, they come to eat. A lot of the families that come to the door come to eat, but also they socialize here. They get a chance to interact and speak with friends. And then as they're here, we're able to, because they really get comfortable and they get a chance to share what's really on their hearts. And when that happens, that's where we look to support them in the needs that are needed, whether it's housing, education, childcare, whether it's food, families that are in need, all they have to do is knock on our door and we will do the best we can to make sure that they never are hungry.
Well, then let's parse it down to the family. You serve the very, very young and you serve the very, very old as well. And in all kinds of circumstances, maybe in an emergency, in a crisis or something that's an ongoing issue.
Well, if we talk about how many people we serve on any given night, the ministry can accommodate 160 people in our emergency shelters, men, women, and children. But we also have ministry-sponsored housing, which can has 158 spots for seniors, apartments for seniors. So, under the ministry roof, we can have up to 320 people in a night in various physical locations, but safe, secure, in a nice warm bed on a wet rainy day or a wet night. It really makes a difference in people's lives. And those beds come with wraparound support services, mental health care, physical care, helping with job training, job searches. There's a whole surrounding wraparound care to every person who comes into the ministry.
So when someone does walk in the door, are they assigned a case manager or how do you introduce them to the programming that you offer?
I think if people can enter the ministry at any site, and when they come to Renee can explain how when people come into the manual dining room, anyone who comes into the shelter first has to go through Delaware 211, where they are referred to the ministry. So they receive a proper introduction. They come in and then there's intake and case managers. People talk to them and they say, the ministry is working right now with informed trauma care, where we say to a person, not what did you do, but what happened to you? What happened to you? And that rephrasing of what has happened to this person to say, what has happened to you out in the world that we can help you with so you can move forward, has been a very instrumental tool to success for a lot of people.
Renee, when someone walks through the door for a meal, there's no pre-requirement, right? I mean, you can just come in.
Anyone is welcome to come to our dining room. We ask no questions. And I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of the families are very comfortable. We do not pry into their private matters that are going on in their lives. And I think that makes them feel quite comfortable. And sometimes we even do filming. And if they choose not to be filmed, we respect that as well. So when they come in the door, all we do is just welcome them for the hour to sit down, relax, enjoy each other, meet new people, which they do because we have people that are transit that come in from different cities, different seasons. We see different faces. So all I can say is, yes, when they come into the dining room, we welcome them to sit down and just enjoy their meal. And again, if they wish to share any services that they may be in need of, we assist as quickly as we can.
Renee, you keep getting interrupted because obviously you are accepting donations. Where does the food and how is it prepared? How do you feed all of these people at the Emmanuel Dining Rooms?
Let me tell you, with the grace of God and many, many, many churches that assist us and have been assisting us for years, we've got committees, church committees that have been coming to the Emmanuel Dining Room for over 40 years, and we couldn't do it without them. The last time Cindy was in 93, we have 93, it might, I think it was 93, yes. committee members that, and those are church committee members that come in, but it's not just churches that assist us. We also have businesses that volunteer to come and cook. And what happens, we serve breakfast and we also serve noonday meals as well. So when the church members come in, and this is all volunteer we're talking that has come for 40 years. When they come, they prepare the meals. And then of course we serve them. Now things have changed because of COVID-19 that we're no longer serving within the dining room at this time, but we are serving takeout meals. So when the committees come and they prepare, those that still continue to come, they prepare the meals and then we pack them in bags to go, takeout bags to go. So that's how we're operating today. And it's sad to say, but we have to, you know, make sure that everyone stays safe, our donors, as well as our committee members, our volunteers, our staff, as well as our families that have come to our door.
And yeah. I love at Turkeython, one of the things that you get to do is go shopping and help stock the Emmanuel Dining Room with those items that you don't get. But you do rely on people donating product to you.
And yes, we do. And we appreciate all donations. We accept any and all donations. But the one thing we do ask is that, and this is because state requirements, that most of the donations that we receive must be sealed, and not just that, it cannot be dated food as well. We serve a population of children and seniors, and we have to make sure we're cautious and concerned and make sure we stay within the safety guidelines. Donations were received in the morning and in the afternoon, but with COVID, we are asking everyone to please bring all donations between the hours of, they can start at 7 in the morning, but 9:30 to 11, because whatever your donation is, believe me, they're going to be used that day to go into the takeout bags that we will prepare for families.
And of course, cash goes a long way because, as I said, some things you just need to have and you don't get donations.
We accept cash donations. We accept all donations. It could be checks. But the main things, let me tell you, it's a shame that we're going through this because we're used to serving inside the dining room and we're used to actually having our family sit down and eat respectfully where they're served and they have plates and forks. And now we have been forced with COVID-19 to transition over to using biodegradable products, which is a killer as far as cost. But at the same time, we want to be good earthlings on this earth. So in the meantime, the donations of biodegradable products would be greatly appreciated. We're using 3 compartments and 1 compartment containers. So that's something that we would truly appreciate if families or if we could get donors to give us a helping hand in that, because I'm spending, I know that I'm spending at least $1,200 every 3 weeks to make sure we have the containers that we need to serve food.
And that could have gone into to cheese and sandwiches and products and breakfasts and orange juice and all of that. I can't imagine how you have all shifted to serving this huge population during the COVID times. And that means not just making adaptations to how you feed people through the Emmanuel dining rooms, but also how you are delivering your services.
Well, I think the important thing to remember is that we serve the poor. And even in mid-March, we had to reconfigure our programs, come up with protocols for people to stay safe, we were determined not to abandon the poor at this point. Our efforts are to feed and shelter the homeless through the crisis. And we will get through this and we will keep serving people. But there's risk and there are really strict guidelines. I mean, Rini can certainly tell you at Emmanuel Dining Room how careful they are being, and they have a staff that is really dedicated to protecting each other to make sure they can still serve the poor. And they really are insular in what they do and where they go to make sure that they all protect each other. And likewise in our shelters, our staff are being very, very careful. And all the residents, the clients we have in our programs also have a real understanding of how important it is to protect themselves and protect others. And our senior residences of all places are being very careful. People are sheltering in place still, our seniors, and, you know, security is strict in all of our shelters and our senior residences. And our child cares are now open with limited numbers of children, but We are a people-centered organization. And because we're people-centered, it's not all about us. It's about all the people. And everyone works very, very hard to make sure they're observing the guidelines, making sure they are keeping their bubble safe and others that they work with safe. And so far, we have done extremely well. And the virus has not really hit the Ministry of Caring community in a hard way. I attribute that all to all of the people who are in the programs and work for the programs, caring for each other and being safe.
If you would like more information about what we're talking about, go to ministryofcaring.org. That's simple. ministryofcaring.org. There you will find information about their programming, all of the things that they offer. You can also, of course, find out ways there that you can help support their missions through cash donations or physical donations of those biodegradable plates and utensils and napkins and stuff to take the burden off of them having to buy them. But you can find all of that, as well as information about, of course, Turkeython, Adopt a Family, and the big Count Me In that's coming up as well, all at ministryofcaring.org. I'm Laura Lewis. You're listening to Focus on the Delaware Valley. And with us today from the Ministry of Caring, we have its Director of Planned Giving and Donations, Cynthia Gamble, and Renee LaFate. She is Program Director of the Emmanuel Dining Rooms. What about programming? Have you been able to go virtual or has COVID kind of put a knockout on that? How are you doing with programs like your job search or the therapies, et cetera, that you offer to people, the counseling? Have you been able to take that virtual? Okay, so I know you're taking safe precautions on this stuff. Have you been able to continue your work with job training and all of the counseling services that you offer? During COVID, have you been able to keep the programming going?
Well, that's a good question because we're proud of something we just launched this year. Since I've been here for the last 4 years, we have been actually registering for Turkeython face to face, and we would have families come to the Emmanuel Dining Room. We're talking about on an average of 600, I'd say about 600 families a year. We would go through the registration process. Well, this year we are so happy and proud that we launched our online website that made it more convenient for families to register for Turkeython, and not just that, for our Adopt a Child program as well. I'm proud to say that we are close to, for our first year now, keep in mind, a lot of the families that come to the Emmanuel Dining Room to register, a lot of them may not be comfortable with registering online or using online services. So to see that we are almost at 400. And we're talking about seniors. We're talking about young moms, which it was actually the young mothers that gave me the idea to say, look, we definitely got to take this online. I said it when it first came. But when I saw a young mother last year, because we have to ask for verification for certain items that we need to see and documents that we need to see. And when I actually asked her for that documentation, and within 1 minute, she was able to show me that information on her cell phone because she had called home, asked someone to take a snapshot, send it to her. And then she sent, had me standing there looking at it. I said, wow, it's time to go online. So we are now online for registration for our holiday program. So we're proud that our service continues. And yes, we have made it virtual.
With the ministry programs, what we can do virtually, we're doing virtually. Management team, program directors, whenever we have meetings and gatherings to talk about the administration of the organization, we are online and we are working virtually. In our shelters and in our senior residences, because people are under a shelter in place type of environment, the case managers are there and they are working within the program. So people are working person to person. With job training, the CNA programs, the Certified Nursing Assistant program, or the Commercial Driver's License program, a lot of those programs are now picking up again virtually. They had been live and in person, and it's taking a while to convert, but those programs are starting up. Our job placement center still is live. You go in and you work with a staff member in the job placement center. So we are working in both both ways, in person and virtually, virtually whenever possible.
So, you know what, speaking of virtual, a lot of the fundraising I know this year is going to be changing. Do you want to work your way through how we're going to handle things this year? Turkeython, Adopt a Child, and I got to hear about Count Me In.
Okay, well, I will start with Count Me In. So the ministry has a fundraising group of volunteers called the Ministry of Caring Guild. And every year, the guild comes together, runs a group of events, and raises about $200,000 for the ministry. Well, in live in-person events have been canceled for 2020. So instead, the Ministry of the Caring Guild is having a virtual event called Count Me In. And we are asking our supporters, the public, if you live in the area, to please be counted in. Help us feed the hungry. Help us shelter the homeless. Help us help the jobless find new jobs. Help us in any way you can, and let us count you in. We're having a 1-hour virtual fundraiser on Thursday, December 3rd at 7 p.m. And this is going to be an uplifting, heartwarming look at the ministry. Interviews, success stories, some entertainment and special guests, just an hour of seeing the ministry and understanding what we do, and hopefully for people to say, yes, I'd like to be counted in. And, a gift to the ministry, small or large, are greatly appreciated. And we especially love the small gifts. You know, if you're listening to this program and you think you might want to give us $20, we would be very grateful. Or if you'd like to give $5 a month for a year, that also too would be very, very appreciated. And all these gifts together, of all types and all sizes, combine to make a huge impact. So if you're thinking about giving to the ministry, thank you.
And what about the programs that are direct aid at the holidays? Now, Turkeython, as I mentioned, is going to be, well, we're going to try and do it as close as possible, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. The new Mix 99.5 WJBR will be at Lantana Square at the Acme there, our great sponsor. And we'll be collecting items for Thanksgiving baskets. And we're looking for items such as the pie fillings, gravy mixes, mashed potatoes. Nothing is funnier than seeing Renee go through the aisles and grabbing as much mashed potato as she can possibly get. We're looking for the actual turkeys. But we are just saying, please make them mixes, make them boxed, and make them canned, no glass items. But other than that, if you want it on your shopping list for the holiday, other families want them for the holidays as well. So when you pick one up off the shelf, grab another one and toss it in our truck that will be waiting there.
And we thank everyone for that. Every year we get the support from so many donors. We can't thank enough, and there's not enough words to express how appreciative we are for the support that we get every year with our Turkeython, with the Adopt a Child. All I can say is we thank you so dearly, and we look forward to seeing some of your faces this year. And of course, we ask everyone, and as you continue to support us, that you continue to take care of yourselves as well and stay safe.
Mm-hmm. If you cannot make it, if you want to start collecting now and just drop the items off that day, we would appreciate that too. How are you going to disperse the baskets this year?
They're actually going. We are going to be at the Frawley Stadium. That's going at the Blue Rock Stadium, where we will have families come there. That's where they're being guided to come. Now, let me just make sure for the distributing of the food, it will happen at Frawley. And the time is going to take place from 9:30 to 3 o'clock.
For registered families.
For registered families.
And
we look forward to seeing, I'm the biggest hugger there is, and I have missed my hugs, but I look forward to seeing many of the faces of the families that will have registered, because I see them every year, not the same people, but I see the families that come every year, and it just touches our hearts how we are making a difference in people's lives, and they greatly appreciate it. And there's the lady I spoke with, 2 days ago, and she was saying, Renee, what would I do if you guys didn't provide the services that you do? She said, because I receive very little income. I'm on SSI. She said, I have disabilities. She said, and it's through the grace of God with having the ministry here has made a difference in her life. And she can, she said she wanted to express so much how much she appreciated that she wanted to be interviewed as well, because she wanted to share how the ministry has really helped her life.
We've alluded to it, and I've mentioned it a couple of times. The adopt a child. What about that? Because people are starting to shop already and making their holiday donation plans. What is that program?
Donors actually assist families during the holiday season, and they actually go out and they purchase gifts. They actually take a child. They'll adopt a child or children, and they will go out and purchase gifts to assist the parents with the holiday season. And this year, we've had to change it as far as, because of safety concerns, we've had to change the way in which we're going to actually distribute the items that the families will be getting. What we are doing, families will register online, just as they are doing for Turkeython, and the donors will receive their children's names and ages, and then they will be able to make a contribution towards the helping the families.
Are there lists? Is there a way for us to find out how to do this at theministryofcaring.org?
They can actually go to the Ministry of Caring's website and make a monetary donation directly to the ministry. And then the ministry will assist in doing whatever things that are needed to support the Adopt a Child program.
Parting words, Cynthia.
Thank you very much for all you do to help the ministry. Please look for Count Me In as you travel, whether you hear us on the radio or on the internet. Please join us on Thursday, December 3rd at 7 p.m. to learn more about the ministry and have a little fun.
Renee?
I just would like to share again how humbled and how appreciative we are for all the support that we get from the full community. We're talking about the churches, the businesses, the families. I mean, we can't thank you enough from the bottom of our hearts. We thank you for the years of support. We look forward to you returning to the Emmanuel Dining Room, serving, being able to come in and help us serve families. But at this point here, we thank you for your patience through this process, and we pray that you stay safe.
Okay, so let's go through some dates here now. Monday, November 23rd, we want to see you at the Acme at Lantana Square, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. We will have the truck there. We are looking for all the makings for a Thanksgiving day for the families in need who want to have their own Thanksgiving dinner at home. Turkeys, canned potatoes, your gravy mixes, stuffing, beans, cranberry sauce, pie dough mixes, all of the things that you would want. They want to, just no glass. That's the only thing we ask. Just no glass, please. Families register online at ministryofcaring.org to receive these great Thanksgiving baskets to share with their families. Also coming up, adopt a child. Again, find information at ministryofcaring.org. And of course, the great big event on December the 3rd, Count Me In, sponsored by the Ministry of Caring Guild. This is the big fundraiser. It's at 7 o'clock, one amazing hour, Thursday, December 3rd. You can join them online. And this goes to fund things like those emergency shelters for homeless men, women, and families. The Emmanuel Dining Room. They have three locations feeding the hungry in the greater Wilmington area. The child care centers. They have 5-star child care for low to no income parents. And you heard her. They're already open again, but it takes money to fund those. And those seniors, all those seniors living in their sponsored residential communities, the job programming, the dental medical programs, job training, I think I mentioned, it all comes down to your donations to help it run. So find out more information at ministryofcaring.org. Thank you to Cynthia Gamble, Director of Planned Giving and Donations, and Renee LaFate, Program Director of Emmanuel Dining Rooms. Thank you both for being here today.
We thank you too,
Laura.
I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Focus on the Delaware Valley.